flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chideva dehastu, chideva lokash, chideva bhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Shanti. रूठे सुजन मनाइए, जो रूठे सौ बार रही मन फिरी फिरी पोइए, टूटे मुक्ता हार. Reconcile with the beloved, even if they are upset 100 times. Says Rahim, keep threading them again and again, just like pearls in a broken necklace. This verse talks about maintaining relationships, even if the beloved gets upset. You should make efforts to reconcile, to re-thread the pearls, just like if a necklace gets broken. You make attempt to fix it. So also, when there is a crack in relationship, when there is a emotional fractures, or fractures in relationships, make an attempt to stabilize them, to fix them. The cause often is misunderstanding. The cause often is some fault, some imperfection, some defect that we see in the other person. Again, it is about letting go of the fragmented vision and ushering into the unlimited vision, where you see the entire vista, the undivided panorama. So today is Murli. Is based on becoming a true Vaishnava. They are very, very meticulous about the food they take. They don't touch the impure. So Baba said, if you look at somebody's fault and if you ingrain that fault into yourself, then it is tantamount to eating impure food. So this is a very beautiful Murli that focuses on one important practical aspect of life. Baba said, if the mind is filled with dirt, you cannot remember the Supreme. Your connection with the Divine would remain faulty. But the Divine, because the Divine is so pure, so sacrosanct, the connection has to be immaculate. Unbroken. And if the mind is filled with dirt, if the mind is murky, and if the mind is cloudy, misty and hazy, you can't see, you can't walk. So this Murli explores one very practical aspect of our day-to-day life, and that is not to see the faults. And a deeper understanding is needed. The drama, the cosmic play. This is a variety drama with variety personalities. This is a drama with myriads of souls. Every soul is different, every soul is unique, every soul is carrying a burden, every soul is carrying past tendencies, proclivities. Interests are different. Lifestyle is different, background is different, language is different. Childhood memories are different. Childhood upbringing is different. The sustenance they have received, the paternal care they have received, the maternal love that they have experienced. Everything is so different. So you cannot use the same parameter for all the souls. So Baba said, this entire Murli is upon virtues. What we should not do with faults? That's an important question. Should we close the eyes and not see them? No. So there are a few things you should not do with fault. Three things are given in the Murli. The rest we will think, churn, expand. First, Baba said, don't see anybody's fault. Second, even if you see, don't imbibe them. The moment you imbibe, you are imbibing not faults but impurity, the dirt, the garbage, the rubbish. Third, don't relate, don't narrate, don't discuss, don't spread. We hardly know another person, and what we know about them is just a lopsided view. Husband and wife, they live together the whole life, yet after 40 years, 50 years, they cannot say that they have known each other. How can we really know the other person? What burden what load they are carrying. Every soul has got his own individual journey, and no two souls can be compared. So don't spread. Next, don't keep on reminding them about their mistakes, about their faults. People get irritated because they themselves know that they are having that imperfection, and they are internally working on that. A person is angry and person is working on that, but at that moment, all the knowledge is lost. Baba said, knowledge is about light and might. Even if you remind somebody what you did you remove it? Did you burn it? No. Then, is it an intelligence? Don't compare faults. Two persons, we have a tendency to compare. Don't make a mountain out of a mole. We have a tendency to exaggerate, to modify, to tamper with the truths. Don't make a propaganda of it. And don't get irritated by it. Know that they will remain. They are temporary. And every person is changing. Nobody is, nothing is fixed. You know a person and now he's changed. Every moment everyone is changing. To have fixed opinion of persons is a dangerous thing. Don't react. Be quick to forgive the faults. Don't make it an examination for you. Let me see, test my own tolerance power. I'll keep on seeing the faults of that person. I am very powerful. I have a lot of tolerance power. Even if I see, nothing will happen. That can become a trap. And don't estrange somebody. Don't get alienated from a person just because that particular person has got a fault, a defect, an impurity. Don't let it enter your actions. Don't let it become the part of your sanskars. Don't keep remembering and don't take decisions based on that fault. And the last and the most important thing, don't make that person a butt of laughter, a source of entertainment. Every person is sensitive. When we laugh at somebody, for us, it could be a sort of entertainment, but for that person, it's a very personal and very delicate and very, very fragile thing. So, relationships are very, very fragile and very delicate. Once broken, even if there is a crack, it's very difficult to repair. So give great importance. The first is your stage. The second is a relationship. And the third in the hierarchical order is thing or seva. Then thing, and then fifth is money. The least in the order. The highest importance is given to your stage of the mind. And the second most important thing is relationship. If there is a conflict in relationships, think of the methods to resolve. Sometimes the method could be just psychological distancing. Sometimes the method could be pure silence. Everybody needs space to breathe, to be oneself. Baba said, don't become judge or lawyer. Present the matter. You can file the case in the Supreme Court. Judge not and he shall not be judged. We are not here to judge somebody. We are not here to fight. Be as non-judgmental as possible. If you have seen counselor, why do people go to counselor? They go to the counselor because that counselor is non-judgmental. But we are biased. Parents are biased about their children. Sometimes, most of the time, they are the worst counselors. A child comes running home and says to his mother, Mother, a demon is chasing me. The mother sees through the window and there is a dog. And mother says, I have told you a million times. That's just a dog. Why you get afraid and calling it a demon? The child says, you never told me this million times. If I am untruth, you are also not practicing truth. A child's mind is extremely sensitive. And whatever pains a child has experienced in his childhood, that lingers on. If a child is there and everybody is teasing him at school, bullying him at school, that child carries a long-lasting impression, and that affects his future life. If a child is deprived of love, the whole life goes in attention-seeking behavior. Behind that attention-seeking behavior, there is a hunger for love. So what are the tasks from today's Murli Virtue Hunt? The moment you see any new person, think of three virtues of that person. No need to go and tell. If you tell, it's fine. But just think. Anybody you move, you come across, you encounter, think of the three virtues. Virtue Hunt. Virtue Painting. Think of a virtue. And make a painting of that virtue. For example, tolerance. When you think of tolerance, what picture comes in front of your eyes? And you think of tolerance, what picture, what painting, what poster, what digital art, what work, what craft comes in front of your eyes? painting. The third is story. Short stories. Just 50 words. There was a boy. He was walking. He got a purse. He saw there were money. He went to the police station and gave it to the police. And the owner came and rewarded the boy. The story finished. A very short story. Honesty is the best policy. So think of a virtue and create a story. Don't read the story somewhere. Create your own stories. Be a storyteller. A parable teller. The entire Bible is made up. Everywhere Jesus is talking in terms of parables. There were two friends, and there were two farmers, and there were two men, and there was a father and two sons. Come, I will tell you something new. A man is carrying seeds and he threw it. Some seeds fell on the cement, some fell in the weeds, some fell on the ground. And what happened to them? So he talks in terms of parables. Our mind understands the language of stories, pictures, sensations, something ridiculous, colors, sound. And the last is transformative writing. Think of one negative situation you had in your life and what virtue you understood, you learned from that. For example, I am speaking. And somebody pointed out my mistake whilst I am giving a speech. I feel insulted and angry with that person. I feel he should have told me later on. My pronunciations are incorrect. The language is faulty. The grammar is heavily loaded with errors. But you could have waited. What was the need to stand up and point in front of everyone? That made me feel ashamed, shamed and insulted. Okay, but later on when I thought about the condition, the situation, I understood that person's mindset. He's so passionate about me. He wants that I should be perfect. He doesn't carry any jealousy. There was nothing in his mind. He just wanted to correct. And that's why he did. So I understand a broader perspective. So think of a negative situation and how a virtue transformed. A father is giving a lecture in the church and he says, the moment you realize your mistake, you should correct it. There is a man sitting in front. He takes out his shoes and then takes out the socks and there is a very foul smell and then he again puts on. The father interrupts. Was it necessary to do now only? He says yes, because the socks was on the wrong side. And just now you said, the moment you realize your mistake, you should correct it at that very moment. So that is the fourth task. So this is a very beautiful Murli, having practical tips. See but don't see. See but don't ingrained. And that doesn't mean you are becoming intelligent. This is reverse intelligence. And don't try to trick or manipulate God. He is the great manipulator. So don't show your intelligence in front of him. Om Shanti.